This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Nick in California has a question about birth control. He says, I would like to hear from God's word about the topic of birth control for the use of married couples, more specifically, the use of the pill and the debate surrounding its use. What words would you have for Nick?
If the pill is an abortifacient, don't use it. In other words, if you were persuaded by your doctor or by the writings of somebody that any given pill is really going to unseat a fertilized egg, I don't think that should be your form of birth control. So if that's the issue, then that would settle it, I think, very clearly. If the issue is broader and you're just wondering about the biblical fitness of having any influence in whether you get pregnant, then I think it gets more complicated. And my answer is yes, there is a place for thoughtful regulation of when children come and how many come. And I base that on it's kind of a complicated argument, but let me see if I can sum it up. Sometimes people ask me if everybody should get married. And I say, no, I don't think so. And they say, well, what about Genesis 2:18? It is not good for a man to be alone. So you're saying it is good sometimes. I say, yes, because in 1 Corinthians 7, Paul wished that everybody would be alone like he is in singleness. So evidently, the fall of man into sin, which happened after Genesis 2:18, and the redemption that comes in Christ affect the natural world order. It's not good for man to be alone, in such a way that under some circumstances, it is better for man to be alone. Certainly was for Paul to be alone than to be married, he thought, because he was more devoted to Christ and was able to, you know, go to jail every other weekend without traumatizing his wife. Now, what about the analogy of that situation to birth control? Genesis 1 says, fill the earth and be a blessing. Go ahead, have lots of babies and have a quiver full of them. And that's natural and normal. And it is. I think we ought to have lots of babies. When I preached on this recently, I said to the people with 8 kids in my church, we'll never scoff at you. We'll never make fun of you. We love those big families. And anybody that wants to can have a big family in this church. I think it's a good thing if you bring those kids up to be radical soldiers for Jesus. Well, do I mean then that if everybody, if you're celebrating big families, why would you encourage anybody not to have children? And I say, just like there is a change with the fall and with redemption in whether you marry, there's a change with the fall and with redemption in how many children you have and when you have them. And I would simply say, don't make your choices on worldly principles. This is the killer. The world thinks children are a pain in the rear end, and you should have as few as possible, and the daycare center should take care of them. Thank you very much. I have other things to do. Don't get in my way. They are just a bother. That's a totally non-Christian way to think. We should make our decisions on kingdom purposes. If for kingdom reasons, gospel reasons, advancement reasons, radical service reasons, another child here would be unwise, then I think we have the right and the freedom, provided we're not doing anything like abortion, to measure out when and how many children we have.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself and explore more questions today at DesiringGod.org.